website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the radio in St. Simons Island at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we're having each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. As we face the issues each and every day, we do so based on the authoritative Word of God. Our decision and what we say and how we carry out Let's Face the Issues and the issues that we're faced with each and every day, we look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? Listen very carefully. We're in a heated, rancorous, dangerous era in the United States of America. I'm still less than 100 years old, and I don't recognize and recall any time in the history of our nation, in the recent years, the recent history, that we've seen the conditions in our nation so fragile and so dangerous. We just witnessed the second attempt to assassinate President Donald J. Trump. We're talking about today, it's a battle for survival, for the Trump survival. It's a battle for Trump survival. Now, we have a lot of conversation taking place about this. We have the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, saying they're going to investigate this. One of the things we'll talk about today, is it possible for an unbiased investigation of the two Trump attempted assassinations by the same agencies, organizations that have been prosecuting him for 10 years, persecuting and prosecuting Donald J. Trump? Is it possible with any sensible-minded person to think that those same organizations will do an unbiased investigation as to the two assassins? May I just punctuate my belief with a little footnote at this point? I believe both attempted assassins were hired gunmen. I believe the hired gunmen were out of the background of a global mindset, a global reset of who the globalists are wanting for president, and to make sure, if possible, in their mind, that Trump will not go back into office. We're going to talk about on this broadcast today 10, 12, 15 different people, and we have dozens of them, that have made statements that encourage wannabe martyrs to attempt to kill President Donald J. Trump. Now listen very carefully. If that were to take place now or in the near future, it will destroy the integrity, it will destroy the future, it will destroy the constitutional republic, irreparably so. It would destroy it, damage it, that you'd never put it back together. It would be like trying to put milk, poured out milk, spilt milk back into the bottle. It just wouldn't happen. I shudder to think of where we will be in America if these attempted assassinations were to become real or viable or complete. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the issues today, as we look at the issues on a global basis, we look at the and understand that on a global basis, the head of Russia doesn't want Trump as president. The head of Ukraine doesn't want Trump as president. Iran doesn't want Trump as president. China certainly does not want Trump as president. North Korea would not want to see Trump as president. All of the enemies of Israel would not want to see Trump as president. And all of the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party do not want Trump as president. Old cliche's got the deck stacked against him. So what is it that we need to do? How should we respond? Ezekiel 33:10 asks the question, how should we then live? So that's my question today, as we think about the fact that President Trump is battling for his survival and at the same time running a campaign. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, there's a danger looming ahead. And as we face the issues, I go back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The truth book, John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's a very, very well-stated declaratory statement in the scripture about the word of God. John 17:17, thy word is truth. And then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, truth does matter. Although we understand that the secularist George Orwell made a profound statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. By the way, it was published in the late 40s. This is the statement from the secularist Orwell. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But ladies and gentlemen, regardless if you reject the truth, refuse the truth, or deny the truth still matters. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint who made a profound statement. I've got a full article here, headline, Jim DeMint making the statement. Jim DeMint says, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization, Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it is frightening when you read a survey headline, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. In part, the survey points out that 55% of the millennials say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. I dwell on this each and every day as a preliminary to my monologue in relationship to this broadcast, Truth Matters. I go back to the statements made by the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. And I believe it's time that we get to the truth. And as we speak today in particular in relationship to it's a battle for Trump's survival, we want to talk about truth because truth does matter. We want to look at the reality of what's being said. Who is promulgating? Who's pushing? Who's encouraging? Who is challenging a wannabe shooter to assassinate President Donald J. Trump? That's the bottom line. Who is it that's behind the scenes itching and wanting this to take place? I simply believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party and all of those involved with the Harris-Biden cabal that's running now for the presidency of the United States of America. I believe they've gotten to the edge of being so panic-stricken that they see they're losing the election. They'll do anything. They've tried for all of these years to bankrupt Trump. They've tried to prosecute him, persecute him, trying to imprison him for life. All of that's failed. There's still loose ends, but all of it's failed. All of it was, if you want to call it that, they were trumped up charges, and it's ultimately failing. But ladies and gentlemen, the final thing, the final tool in their toolbox would be to eliminate Trump altogether. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, ladies and gentlemen. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop of that flagpole is the Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, bear with me for just a moment, and then we'll open our telephone lines and invite you to dial 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That's the number that you'll dial. Goes right through to the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on this issue. And that we're talking about today, an issue that I think should be taken very gravely, very seriously. It's an ominous sign of what could be around the corner as we get to the election. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about 50 days. About 50 days. In about 50 days, ladies and gentlemen, the nation will decide collectively what we as citizens want for America. Either we want a continuation of our constitutional republic, or, ladies and gentlemen, we want a third world communist dictatorship led by Comrade Kamala Harris. Now you say, well, that's a little powerful. Yes, it is. It was Elon Musk that's already openly, profoundly stated, said, Comrade Kamala Harris is, in fact, a communist. He didn't say she's a socialist or a Marxist, full-fledged communist. And you go back and look at her history, look at what she, some of the things she's promising today, and compare that with socialism and communism. She's going to give everybody $50,000 to start a business. She'll give everybody $25,000 to pay a down payment on a home. She'll give you $6,000 to keep your for the babysitting child care each year. She will provide, and she goes on, all of what she has partially stated in relationship to her policies would be a giveaway program that you could call it nothing less than socialism and communism in America. And so we have the Gen X is today, that they want everything to be given. In fact, I read an article recently, in fact, as late as this morning, where it says that the Gen Xers are lazy and do not want to work. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the problem lies within that, that give me something, take care of me, give me food, clothing, and shelter, provide me a way that I can have a living without working. And that's exactly what Kamala Harris is offering. I think they must have taken the temperature of the Gen X's and the millennial age group in particular today in relationship to what they're seeking, what they want in a governmental official. And the bottom line, more than likely, if they've had a survey like that, and I don't know if they have, the bottom line more than likely is whatever can be given and whatever party is going to give everything, you know, like cancellation of school debt, give everything like transsexual surgeries, which runs between $250,000 and $1 million, going to provide that free for everybody that wants it. Ladies and gentlemen, it will make a total society totally, completely leaning upon, dependent upon the Socialist Marxist Communist Party in order to provide food, clothing, and shelter. That's where we're at. And listen, the point that I'm making, what kind of nation do we want? Ladies and gentlemen, the Harris-Biden administration have continuously spawned the lie that President Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy. It would suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that somehow, some way, if you vote for Trump, you're voting to destroy our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, I would suggest that we have watched this being played out page after page and day after day with the Marxists, out of the Marxist playbook. The Marxists, ladies and gentlemen, appeal is to tell a lie long enough, loud enough, broad enough, until people begin to believe it and embrace it and accept it. And ladies and gentlemen, once you do that, somebody's going to act up and say, we're going to protect America. So ladies and gentlemen, do we see this being played out today? Yes, we do. We see, ladies and gentlemen, if you've studied the Bible, if you looked at the Word of God, go back to the little book of Esther, and you will find there was a man's name by the name of Haman. Haman hated Mordecai the Jew. Haman did everything he could to see that Mordecai was destroyed. He built a gallows to have Mordecai hung upon. But ladies and gentlemen, it was ultimately Haman that was hanged on the gallows that was prepared for Mordecai. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe there's a good parallelism there that we need to recognize that it's being played out today. It's being played out with high stakes and high positions across our nation today. It's being played out on a global basis today in relationship to what we're seeing. In fact, an organization by the name of BlackRock, BlackRock is perhaps they probably have a wealth equal to the total treasury for the United States of America. And this article reads, both Trump would-be assassins reportedly appeared in BlackRock ads. The statistical likelihood of that being random is impossible, this writer says. If we think that they're going to suddenly be truth-seeking, the same guys that indicted him on complete nonsense charges, we're kidding ourselves. The article reads further. The former SEAL and founder of the private military company BlackRock, Eric Prince, joined Natalie Winters in the war room on Tuesday to discuss the second unsuccessful assassination against Trump, Donald Trump, in the last 2 months. During the discussion, Eric Prince pointed out the old coincidence that both Trump's failed assassins were both featured in BlackRock commercials. And I could go on in the reading of the article. BlackRock, ladies and gentlemen, in my most humble opinion, they see Donald Trump as a bump in the road to prevent them from having global control through the World Economic Forum and others, Klaus Schwab and others, of totally controlling the economy and the total control of our citizens in the United States of America. And I find it, with the odds being astronomically impossible, as this writer puts it, to find that both the attempted assassins worked for, doing commercial ads for, BlackRock. Now, that should feed into our understanding of where we're going today. Did this shooter on the golf course, Trump's golf course in South Florida, West Palm, was this shooter acting alone, or was he a paid assassin? That's the end result, the end question that I want to ask today. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Young blood, I hope you're doing well, and I know you are. You are blessed. You are right. It is, I think, CIA, FBI, everybody, and the globalists, definitely, Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, and the Muslim country that hate America, they do not want him to get elected. Because, like I call her Smiley, she said that she would say anything to get elected. Mm-hmm. She said this out of her own mouth. And then she turned around, I think her husband has a little Jewish in him, and she said she went to Judaism. So why didn't you go see Benjamin Netanyahu when he came here to America instead of hanging out with your friend that was interviewing you and y'all jumping on Trump at the debate? But she didn't answer questions. She jumped back on Trump.
And well, Kenneth, one of the major things is, and I've said it before on this broadcast, Kamala Harris hates the Jewish people. Kamala Harris hates Benjamin Netanyahu. Kamala Harris embraces all that is found in the so-called Palestinian movement, that is the Islamic jihadists that want to destroy Israel, want to destroy America. And the whole thing is she's courting that element of society in America for the vote. Wisconsin, Minnesota, New York, et cetera, et cetera. She's courting that element in order to get the vote, regardless of what happens to America. One of my sons, Kenneth, made the statement, if the Democrats are willing to burn America down if they can rule over the ashes. And that's what we see played out before our eyes today. And if I could just simply cut through the chase and simply say this and get your take on it, I believe it's an impossibility let me say that again. I believe it's an impossibility for both the would-be assassins to find now, according to the record, that they appeared in BlackRock ads. That means they were paid by BlackRock to be in some of the ads that BlackRock has been put on. BlackRock is one of the ones that now just about owns and controls the rental housing market in the United States of America. I am concerned of that finding, and is it possible for that to be a coincidence? No. So my question is, Kenneth, in your opinion, are we witnessing hired assassins, or is this just coincidental that two in the past 2 months would have been found, if you please, on the payroll of the same company, and yet here's a man that traveled from Hawaii to America, went by his former hometown in North Carolina, drove to South Florida, and yet claims in court in the preliminary hearing he has no money. He owns two vehicles, he says, back in Hawaii that are worth $1,000 apiece. So the question is, where did he get the money for the flight? Where did he get the money for the gasoline? Where did he get the money for his weapons? Where did he get the money for his eating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, while on this junket journey to kill Trump? So the question is, if I can go back and restate it, do you think it's a coincidence? Do you think it is a coincidental fact that these two people now have tried to kill Trump in the past 2 months, and they were simply lone wolves, that they're just simply acting on their own recognizance, and they were not hired? Were they hired firing people, hired assassins, or were they just something that was kind of a coincidence? What are your thoughts?
No, Mother Youngblood, you're dead on point. It wasn't a coincidence, and if that Smiley get in office, she's talking about the border, she's going to start letting more people come in, and they're trying to bankrupt America.
Yes, that's right.
They're trying to bankrupt America. And yes, it will be total chaos.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, brother, it deserves all of our prayers and all of our consideration and concerns. It should force every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot to pray as we've not prayed before and ask God to divinely intervene. Listen, if God does not divinely intervene and place Donald Trump back in office, we can count that as God's divine judgment against America for what we've done in turning our backs on God. Absolutely.
Yes,
so it should.
Yes,
it demands that we pray. It demands it. Listen, we're going to have major obstacles, in my opinion, between now and November the 5th. Next 50 days, we're going to find all kinds of potentialities by the federal government to prevent us from voting. We're witnessing every day now more and more scrutiny and censorship on our transmission of materials and information. The DOJ now claiming that it's a Russia is trying to intervene in our elections. They're using that as the rationale, the reason, the excuse to censor our communication by telephone, email, and text messages. They're wanting America to be frightened of Russia, and it's the things that the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party are doing that we should be afraid of.
Right. Dr. Hillbrook, can I ask one more question?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm getting off the phone. How can somebody that's running for president, usually it's like two, maybe three debates sometimes I've seen in my lifetime. I'm 70. How can she just say, I just want one debate? And it was already, it was a setup.
No question about it. No question about it, Kenneth. It was a setup. And if somebody had watched the debate, wasn't a debate, but an interview she recently had with one of the networks, and I forgot which network, she had another word salad. The reason she looked sharp, if you please, in that debate that she had with Trump is because she was fed the questions. She knew the answers. She had rote recollection. Regardless of what the question was, she had her talking points that if you go back and watch the debate that's videoed, she had the talking points. It's because the female that was one of the moderators happened to be a sorority sister for Kamala Harris when she was in the university. And the whole fact is now a whistleblower that's come forth from ABC News says without a question that Kamala Harris had been furnished the questions. So it wasn't a debate. It was a farce setup to try to get Kamala Harris to look like she had something other than a word salad. Kamala Harris, if I could be very, very bold and blunt, hadn't got sense enough to run America, be the head of our nation. If that were to take place, we could count America as being gone, 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 irretrievably so. So, Kenneth, we need to pray and keep looking up asking God to divinely intervene. Thank you so much
for
your call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a question that must be asked. This past Sunday, you recall when the second assassin tried to assassinate President Trump, the president was out on his golf course with two or three friends playing golf. They were golfing on that golf course in West Palm. But listen, some facts that should be understood. In fact, I've not heard any media ask these questions until this morning, and I've forgotten who it was on Fox that they interviewed that touched on the very thing that I wanted to touch on today, and that is the golf course outing, listen, was not on Trump's calendar. Usually, Trump will have on his itinerary laid out 2, 3, 4, 5 days in advance so that everybody will know where he's going, what he's going to be doing. So the question is, how is it that we had a shooter staked out 12 hours before the shooting? How did he know Trump would be playing golf? Who told him? This was not posted on his event calendar. This was not posted on anything. Only the Secret Service knew the golf course plans. So what does that say to us? How did the shooter know where to camp out and camp out for 12 hours with the barrel of the weapon focused on 4th, 5th, and 6th greens where Trump would be golfing? I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question, the comment, please.
Hello.
Go ahead with your question.
Yes, yes. What you just said is absolutely, positively true. There's got to be some sort of inside entity trying to take out President Trump, because what you just said, and let me reiterate, how could they have not seen or known of the shooter along the perimeter of that property for 12-plus hours? In my job, I have occasionally been to the exact spot. I know what it looks like on the outside of that property, the golf course. You can see everything from the road. So that tells me something very, very nasty and fishy is going on. It's an inside job to take out President Trump, and it is absolutely incredible. Horrible.
Well, brother, I believe that 100%. I don't have any doubt in my mind that it was a setup. It was a fixed deal. Listen, the Secret Service is there to guide, protect, and oversee, to have the perimeters large enough that wherever he goes, and if the Secret Service already knew that he would be playing golf with some of his buddies, they knew where the perimeters were. They had nothing set up on the outside perimeters, supposedly, because it was outside the scope of what would be the possibility. And yet this dude, the shooter, with an AK-47 that has a range of about 500 yards, which is the total area encompassing the area that Trump would be golfing in, so if the Secret Service knew that, it was not posted publicly, it was not posted on his public itinerary. How did that shooter know where to park? That's exactly it. What are your further thoughts on it? Some will say this is a conspiracy theory. Call it what you may. I believe it's a fact. What are your thoughts?
I believe it's a fact as well. And I heard another commentator also specify, and I heard it right out of the horse's mouth, one of the law enforcement agencies specifically said that because President Trump is not the president sitting in the White House, he will not have the same entitlements as if it were Joe Biden sitting on the beach, for example.
That was the sheriff of Martin County right here in South Florida.
Yes, absolutely. And that's uncalled for, especially since the first attempt. I just shake my head. I get so doggone angry. And I ask God to please just let me settle down and think about this stuff logically and just pray about it. Because I know that the demons, which are the Democrats, in my opinion, are going out of their way to try to put an end to President Trump, and it's wrong. It is totally something wrong. Needs to
it
be
is
done
unconscionable.
About.
It is unconscionable. It is un-American. It is ungodly, unholy. And why I'm praying every day that God will divinely intervene and give success for Trump. Listen, we place our faith, trust, and confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. But when I place my faith and trust and confidence in God, placing a man with a spine wide enough to clean up America. And I believe that's Trump. But thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be listening to the news for about 1 minute at the top of the hour. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park.